When you have a need for a doctor, experience, and availability, you know, those among the priorities, among other elements. The old-school way of seeking out a doctor would too often leave you with a lot of time invested and maybe a second choice at best. My next guest is here to share the details of a system which lets you quickly and at no cost research for and find the best doctor for your specific needs. Here with the details is the CEO and co-founder of Better Doctor, Ari Toler. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Fritz.
Website, obvious location, betterdoctor.com, and brought it up just here as we started to speak. And it seems like a very simple process. Ari, talk us through what someone does when they go to betterdoctor.com.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think what we started 3 years ago, we wanted to build something very simple to help people find a doctor. That can be a very, very cumbersome project. So first of all, you, of course, are looking doctors nearby you. So we detect your location automatically, and we let you look nearby in the nearby cities. So you can select your specialty, which kind of doctor you're looking for. And then, of course, you know, when you go further, you can also select which insurance plan you have. So you will find good doctors nearby you who will accept your insurance plan. And this all takes only 10 seconds.
Just brought up, and I won't mention any names of the doctors I'm looking at here in the search results for one of our local towns. When the box comes up, it has a doctor's name. In this case, I did a search for primary care doctor, has their address, and it says verified. What's that mean on that box?
Yeah, Better Doctor is all about quality. So what we want to do is to let you know who are the verified high-quality doctors nearby. So we have two things. We have verified most of the doctors in the country, meaning that they are real doctors, they have real education, they have medical license, they have board certification, and they also don't have malpractice records or discipline records on the back. And also we have a rating, and the rating means that we have not only validated doctor, but we also know that they are of good quality. We are looking at their background, how good of an education they have, how much experience they have, and so forth. So we really want to make the healthcare more transparent by letting you know who are the good doctors nearby you.
It also shows, again, on this particular doctor I'm looking at, that 26 doctors have referred patients to this specific doctor, so that's another positive sign if you're doctor shopping. I'm thinking, too, for younger people who don't have a regular physician because, you know, when you're young, you think you're indestructible, so you don't have a regular doctor. Servers like what you're offering at BetterDoctor.com, when that need arises, you're certainly helping connect people with a proper, experienced, and legitimate physician that they need for whatever their specific needs are.
I think you highlight two very good and important topics. So, first of all, I mean, we have been very, very fortunate that we are able to use the new data and information that comes from the government. So, we are now actually knowing which doctors are referring, recommending each other. We also know, in many cases, which procedures the doctors are doing on a daily basis. So it's not really that you need to select by flying blind, but you can really pick a doctor who knows about your condition, the procedure that you are expecting or you need to be done. And also there's another point around this. If you think about not only the young people, but every year about 70 million Americans are looking for a new doctor. And that's a huge number. And think about it in the sense that when you move to a new neighborhood, when you are expecting a baby or something happens in your life, a new medical condition arises, or it could be that you retire and you need to find a new doctor. So it's a very common thing we do. Of course, many of us have a daily and an annual checkup with our physician that we have seen for many years. I think that's great. We need to have a long-term relationship. But at the same time, what if something new happens? You definitely want to validate that you are going to a good doctor.
Talking with Ari Toler, who is the CEO and co-founder of Better Doctor. BetterDoctor.com on the web. There's also an app, too, which you can find at BetterDoctor.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm thinking, too, Ari, that when you're hospitalized on emergency care and your primary physician comes in, and whatever your affliction happens to be or injury might be beyond their area of expertise, normally your physician would say, well, here's someone good, I'm going to call in and have them consult. And what Better Doctor affords someone the ability to do, that patient to do, is rather than rely on the small circle that that one specific doctor has within their knowledge of relationship, you can expand and look for someone who you might think might do a better job, or even do your own background check on the doctor that's being recommended to you.
Absolutely, and that's why we started the company. It really was my personal journey in healthcare. Or we had some family medical issues for 10 years, and I wanted to have a tool that can help me to find not only the primary care doctor, but really find the specialist who can help me best. And I think we are very, very close of now getting to a level where you can't only, you know, go through the doctor list, but you can also type in your specific condition and find doctors by that. So that really is the vision of going forward and trying to open up and give more transparency for the people out there.
Now, the information that you base the ratings and what you display for when a doctor is looked up at betterdoctor.com, is that information that's now available courtesy of the Affordable Care Act? Is this something that the industry itself has made themselves more of an open book versus, say, a decade or so ago when doctors used to be reprimanded and it was kept more secret than a CIA file, for example?
I think the new data point, as I mentioned before, being able to see the recommendations, the referrals, and also the procedures, these are new data points that have become available because of the Affordable Care Act. And what we do, we also collecting data from multiple different sources. So yeah, as a consumer, I mean, you can find these data points if you make phone calls to medical boards, if you talk to doctors, you go to different websites. We are just kind of putting it all together in one place, so you don't need to go around to search for this information.
I scroll down a little further for this one doctor I'm looking at, too. I mean, this is detailed information, number of office visits, procedures performed, initial preventative exams. I mean, this is really, really fine-tooth comb details about these specific doctors, costs, everything.
Absolutely. And I think the cost is something that I think will be a very interesting topic going forward. More of us have high deductible plans where we actually really need to think about the healthcare. When we go to the doctor, we don't only pay the copay of $25, but we actually might take the whole bill. So now it's more and more important to understand about the cost. And I mean, being able to open up the cost completely is very difficult. But I think today we can already give you an indication of how much it will cost for this kind of an operation.
Now, turn about fair play. We're talking about what BetterDoctor.com offers for the patients. You also offer outlets for the physicians themselves to manage their practices, grow their practices. And I would assume, too, that much like credit consumers are always told to check their credit reports every year to make sure there are no errors, mistakes, or misunderstandings that were cleared up for whatever reason, that your service would also provide the doctors the same opportunity to make sure that their record is as clean as it legitimately should be, and the facts and figures about them are as accurate as they should be.
Well, I think I couldn't put it any better than you just did. And you need to think about this in a way that it's a two-sided market, and the doctors, of course, they are scared about what is their online reputation like, because most of us are going online today to search information about products and also doctors. So what we want to do is to make it fair and easy for the doctors to also represent them right on the web. So they can go in to betterdoctors.com and they can edit the information for free. So it's all free for the doctors to sign up and edit the information. If they then want to, you know, buy better quality profiles and so forth, then they can, you know, pay a premium price for that. But it's all free for all the doctors to come in and join and edit the profile.
Really, it does become a fantastic service for patient empowerment, which is always a key. And, you know, the knowledge is the power, and what Better Doctor provides you as a patient, no matter where you are in the country, it provides you the information about the doctors you currently have, the doctors that you're seeking, and just really makes you a more informed consumer. And for the flip side of the coin, for the medical professional, provides you the reassurance that what is out there about your record, about your office, about your areas of expertise are accurate and make it more inviting for you to gain the confidence of potential patients. And it all comes together at BetterDoctor.com, along with an online app, which you can find out more about at, of course, BetterDoctor.com. We've been joined this morning by their founder, the CEO and co-founder of Better Doctor, Ari Tolan. Ari, thanks so much for, like I said, empowering the patient and better serving the medical profession and keeping them clean and honest too, and that's always a good thing. Thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.